Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news so you don't have to dig through the press releases yourself. I'm Skylar, and today we've got a packed episode. Huge shout out to today's sponsors, Ada, helping startups weave AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting, whether you're working on AI or full system on chip builds, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a whole portfolio of silicon industry players, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business, and their NVIDIA challenger ZenVidia, seriously. Keep an eye on that one. Today we're covering a $550 million clean tech monster round, a $15 million Series A for a startup calling itself a Deal GPS, a wild idea involving nuclear reactors on barges, an edtech play backed by none other than Will.i.am, and a really interesting opinion piece about who actually wins the AI era. Spoiler, it might not be who you think. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off with the biggest number of the day, and honestly, one of the biggest clean tech rounds we've seen all year, Antor Energy just closed a $550 million Series C, $550 million Series C. That is not a typo. So what does Antor actually do? They build thermal battery storage systems, essentially. They store energy as heat in blocks of carbon, and then convert that heat back into electricity or industrial process heat when it's needed. It sounds almost old school simple when you describe it that way, but the execution is incredibly complex and the timing could not be better. Here's the context you need. AI data centers are absolutely ravenous for power right now. We're talking about facilities that need consistent, around-the-clock energy, and the grid is struggling to keep up. Antor's technology slots in perfectly for industrial and data center customers who need reliable, clean, long-duration energy storage. Not just a few hours of backup, but serious, sustained power delivery. The company says it's going to use this new capital to speed up deployment of what they're calling large-scale projects across the country, which tells me they've already proven the technology works and now it's all about execution and scale. What's really interesting here is that this isn't a battery startup chasing electric vehicles or grid-scale lithium plays. This is purpose-built for the industrial and data infrastructure boom that AI is driving. And a $550 million Series C means investors have serious conviction that Antora can compete and win in that space at scale. For founders in the clean tech or energy space, this is a signal. The money is absolutely flowing towards solutions that solve the AI energy problem. And if your tech touches that problem, VCs are listening right now. This is the kind of round that reshapes an entire sector's fundraising expectations. Other thermal storage and long-duration energy companies are going to be pointing to Antora in their pitch decks for the next 12 months. Bottom line, Antora just became one of the most well-capitalized clean tech companies in the country, and the timing with AI energy demand couldn't be more perfect. Okay, next up, let's talk about who actually wins the AI era. Because there's a really compelling argument making the rounds right now that it's not the Googles and Microsofts of the world, and it's also not the pure-play AI startups either. Brad Bernstein, managing partner at FTV Capital, wrote a guest column for Crunchbase News arguing that the biggest long-term gains from AI are going to flow to what he calls the middleweight, scrappy, middle-market technology companies that sit right in between the giant incumbents and the brand-new AI-native startups. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more this makes sense. The heavyweight incumbents, your big cloud providers, your enterprise software giants, they have distribution, but they're slow. They're optimizing existing revenue streams, not reinventing themselves. The pure AI native startups, they're innovative, but many of them are building on top of foundation models they don't control, with thin margins and real defensibility questions. But the middleweights, companies that already have domain expertise, existing customer relationships, and a proven product, they can layer AI on top of something real and create genuine moats. Bernstein outlines five traits the best middleweight companies share. And while you should absolutely read the full piece linked in the show notes, the through line is companies that combine deep vertical knowledge with the agility to actually ship AI features fast. For founders, this is worth internalizing. If you're building in a specific vertical and you know your customer's workflow cold, you may have more durable AI upside than a generalist AI startup with a flashier pitch. And for VCs, this is basically a framework for where to hunt, not just the obvious AI native bets, but the established software companies that are quietly becoming AI powerhouses in their niche. It's a refreshing counter-narrative to the hype, and it's the kind of thinking that tends to age really well. Definitely worth a full read. Check the show notes. Now, let's talk enterprise sales, because this next one is genuinely exciting. Centralize just came out of stealth with a $15 million Series A, and their founding team has serious pedigree. We're talking former engineers from Meta and Slack, people who've built products used by hundreds of millions of people, and they've turned their attention to enterprise sales, which is one of those spaces that's overdue for a real reinvention. So what is Centralize? They're calling themselves a deal GPS for enterprise sales teams. And I love that framing. The idea is that enterprise deals are incredibly complex. You've got multiple stakeholders, long sales cycles, tons of moving parts, and most sales reps are navigating that with a CRM that tells them what happened, not what to do next. Centralize is trying to change that dynamic by giving sales teams real time, AI-powered guidance on how to move deals forward, essentially turn-by-turn directions through a complex enterprise sale. $15 million in a Series A is a healthy raise for the stage, and it tells me investors see a real market here.
Enterprise sales software is a crowded space. You've got Salesforce, HubSpot, a dozen point solutions, but if Centralize can nail the what do I do right now to close this deal problem, that's genuinely differentiated. Coming out of stealth with a Series A already closed is also a smart move. It signals traction before the public noise, which is exactly how you want to play a competitive market. For founders who are selling into enterprise right now, keep an eye on this one. If the product works the way they're describing it, it could become a foundational tool in the modern sales stack. And for investors tracking the AI-powered sales intelligence space, Centralize just put themselves on the map in a big way. All right, buckle up, because this next one is genuinely one of the more ambitious ideas I've covered on this show. Bluecore Energy just raised $10 million in a pre-seed round to build portable nuclear reactors on barges. Yes, you heard that right. Nuclear reactors on barges, pre-seed, $10 million. The round was led by Slauson & Co., and Bluecore is positioning itself in the maritime nuclear energy space, which, until very recently, would have sounded like pure science fiction for a startup. But here's the thing, the convergence of advanced small modular reactor technology, the desperate need for off-grid and remote power solutions, and the sheer energy hunger of AI infrastructure is making nuclear look like a very serious bet again. The barge angle is clever, it solves a lot of the siting and permitting problems that make traditional nuclear plants so expensive and slow to build. You put your reactor on a barge, float it to where the power is needed, and you've got a mobile, scalable energy source. Maritime and coastal industrial operations, remote data centers, island grids, disaster relief, the potential use cases are real. Now, $10 million at pre-seed for a nuclear company is obviously just the starting gun. This is a capital-intensive, long-timeline play, and the regulatory path is genuinely complex. But the fact that sophisticated investors are writing checks at this stage tells you that the risk calculus around nuclear startups is shifting. We've seen big nuclear bets at later stages. Companies like Kairos Power, TerraPower, but seeing pre-seed dollars flow into this space is a new signal. If Bluecore can execute on even a fraction of this vision, they're not just an energy company, they're critical infrastructure. This is one to watch for the long game, big vision. Early days, but the tailwinds are absolutely real. And last but definitely not least, let's talk about teaching kids to code, AI style, because Imagi just raised $4.5 million in a seed round to help students learn what they're calling vibe coding. The investors include Bright Eye Ventures, Day One Capital, and this is fun, artist will.idayam. Yes, from the Black Eyed Peas, who has been a genuine tech investor for years and brings real cultural reach to this kind of consumer edtech play. So what's vibe coding? It's this emerging approach to building software where you describe what you want in natural language and AI helps generate the code. It's less about memorizing syntax and more about creative direction and problem solving. And honestly, teaching this skill to the next generation makes a lot of sense. If AI is going to change what it means to be a developer, we should be preparing students for that reality now, not teaching them to write code the way it was written in 2005. Imagi is building a platform specifically designed to make this approachable for students, which is a smart edtech wedge. Get them early, build the habit, and grow with them. $4.5 million at seed is a reasonable raise for an edtech play at this stage. And the investor mix is interesting. You've got specialized edtech VCs in Bright Eye, early stage generalists in Day One Capital, and then will.idot and bringing brand and community. The edtech space has had a rough few years post-pandemic as a lot of the remote learning tailwinds faded. But AI is genuinely reshaping what education technology can do, and companies that are building with that in mind from day one have a real opportunity. If Imagi can build a product that's genuinely fun and effective, and Will.imai's involvement suggests they're thinking about the cultural resonance, not just the pedagogy, they could carve out a really interesting niche. Keep an eye on the edtech space as AI reshapes the learning landscape.
I think we're going to see a lot more interesting seed rounds in this category over the next 18 months. And that is a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Huge thank you to our sponsors, Ada Ago Consulting and Zen Semiconductor, for making this show possible. Seriously. If you're building in AI or silicon, go check them out. Links are in the show notes. And if you want more of this kind of content, go check out Skylar's Money Matters, also part of the Ada Podcast Network. Great show covering the financial side of the startup world in depth. Don't forget to subscribe so you get these funding updates every single day. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. I'm Skylar, and I'll see you tomorrow on Funded.